Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with a familiar voice, Chris Parks. Good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Chris, Relay for Life. You know, Chris, it seemed like that used to be sort of a couple months event. Now it's all year long.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups and a lot of people that work at it all year round, that's for sure.
Yeah. And what is the date of this year's Relay for Life?
This year's Relay for Life is Friday, June the 24th. And it'll be from the festivities go on from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m. And it's at the Atlantic High School track.
Okay. June 24th. That's not that far away when we look at the calendar. My goodness, it's the time just seems to fly by. So what's the part that you're playing, Chris?
I'm actually the online chair for Relay for Life here in Cass County. So my duties are to organize our Cass County website through the relayforlife.org. Route, and then I also we maintain a Facebook page as well to keep people up to speed with what's going on with Relay for Life here in Cass County specifically.
Yeah, you got to get with all that technology, and that's I keep hearing, Chris, that the Facebook is where people just kind of always depend on getting information.
Yeah, it's a great place. You know, everything's kind of set up the same way no matter what event you're looking at. That's kind of the beauty of the website, and it's easy for people to find and keep in touch with what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, saying website, what's the address for the website?
The website is relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA. All the Relay for Life websites have a similar look to them, but then we do some things to customize to our local event through that site. And that's how you could actually also make donations to our event online on that site as well.
Okay.
So if you don't remember the end of it, you can go to relayforlife.org. And they have a little box there where you can search the zip code for your event, and it'll pop up there with Cass County. Just click there.
That's good, because our minds get filled with so much information. Sometimes it's hard to remember all that stuff. But usually good websites you do help you find what you want to find.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Yeah. So what kind of information are we going to find on the website? And I don't know if you want to separate Facebook from that, but let's kind of start with what is it that people can find?
Yeah, the website is a good resource for those that are involved in the event, and also those, I guess, that are just going there to either donate or to find out information about the event. So those that are involved with teams or want to start a team, they can go to that website at relayforlife.org/CassCountyIA, and then up the top of the screen you're going to see two big buttons, one that says sign up and one that says donate. So from there it's pretty self-explanatory how to get involved. Once you do sign up, you can have people go to your page there. You have a specific page that becomes your participant page, and then folks can donate to yourself as a fundraiser or also as your team if you have a team, you know, that you're doing a full cause to. So when folks go to the website to donate and they click on that donate tab, they're going to have those options to either donate to an individual or to a team as well. Or if they just want to donate to the Relay for Life of Cass County, they don't necessarily know anybody that's involved otherwise, they can do that as well.
Okay, lots of choices there. Now, do you have teams on there right now?
Yeah, there are a few teams that are signed up already. It seems like we've been getting more and more here the past few years. This is, I guess, my third year doing this, and we had you know, even more participation last year than the first year, and it's just kind of continues to grow, and it becomes easier and easier to use as well as they make tweaks to the site over the years, and it's pretty user-friendly overall.
So if I'm on a team, I could go to the webpage and be reminded that here's when my team is getting together, or I need to get busy and make brownies, or I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, there's another section of the site, too, where if you look down the left side of the screen, you'll see the one that says event announcements, and there's one that says event details. Details is going to give you the event details itself about Relay Night and those types of events like Bank Night and other things that are important to those involved. And then the event announcements page gives you a full rundown of all the local events that you can get involved with and fundraisers, yeah, for whether it's, you know, your team or other teams, or you just want to know what's going on, you go attend them yourself, and that's a good page to go to there.
Now, Chris, are you putting in all this information? If I have a team and I'm planning something and I want it on the web, I have to call Chris?
Yep, they get a hold of me, and I pop it on the web there for them. We put it in both locations, both on the actual Relay site we have and then also on our Facebook page. So If folks want to get a hold of me to do that, most of them found out if they were at the captain's meeting last night, but if they don't know otherwise, you can get a hold of me through my email. It's chparks@gmail.com, so pretty easy to remember, and just shoot me info on the event, and I'll put it up there for you.
Are you taking calls at KJN?
I could do that, too.
That's a good way for KJN to support all this effort, too, is to get a hold of you here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a pretty big job, Chris. I don't know how to do a website. I have somebody else do my website for me. But you really have to know about websites to be able to put all this stuff on.
You have to know a little bit. For this job, it's actually pretty simple, just because the folks at the divisional level of Relay do most of the structuring of the website, and they have a big support team too. If there's something that you don't know, they can help you out with. It's pretty user friendly. Even the side of it that I do with the editing, it's still pretty user friendly to be able to figure out how to get things on there. But yeah, there's times where you have to troubleshoot a little bit, and things don't always work the way you want them to. But overall, it's been pretty easy to use.
Well, it sounds like, you know, this is something that you have to have some skills, some knowledge, and so on of the computers and how all that things work. It's a lot simpler when we just want to get information. Usually, click on that website, and there we go. And it sounds like it's a really – I haven't tried it yet, Chris, so I'll be looking forward to trying it, because it sounds like it's a pretty usable site.
Yeah. I guess the other couple of things I wanted to mention about the RelayForLife.org website are that you can also, if you're not going to be at the event and you wanted to dedicate a luminario that we do that evening, you can do that through the website. We'll print out that information, bring it to Bank Night, and have that available as well. And then those that want to be recognized as survivors or as a caregiver, they can also do that by signing up on the website. It omits you from being involved as far as fundraising and donations, but you can still be recognized as that. And then also survivors always get invited to the dinner event that we have that evening, Night of Relay.
Anything new that's happening this year that people have clued you in on so far?
Yeah, there's a couple of new things I think we're trying out here this year. For those that are involved in Relay that are on a team, we're doing kind of a little fun incentive with captain's bucks. So those that are team captains, we know how hard they work to put their teams together. So different incentives, they complete different tasks, they're going to get so much captain's bucks. And then the night of Relay, they'll get to purchase some nice things that are there related to Relay with their captain's bucks.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
a nice little incentive. And then I also know that one thing we're planning this year is a different fundraiser. Bashing of a car, a bash for the cure, whatever we're going to call it. But we're going to have a car that we're going to haul around to some of the different fundraising events that teams hold. And then folks will pay a fee to take a couple of whacks at the car with a sledgehammer. So
get
that
your
could be
frustrations out. Don't kick the dog. Bash the car.
Yeah. So that should be fun.
Yeah, that should be. And all this planning that goes on, it's just pretty remarkable. The number of volunteers and all the planning is mind-boggling.
Yeah, there's so many people that are involved, and it's hard to always thank them all. And, the committee itself does a lot, but then even the folks that are just involved as organizing a team, they do a lot of effort themselves to put their own events together.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, now, I'm not very up on Facebook, so if I want to go to Facebook and find out, what do I need to do?
If you go to Facebook, you'll always see that little search bar at the top of the page once you're signed in. If you just search for Relay for Life, Cass County, Iowa, that's what our fan page is listed as. All you have to do is become a fan of that page. There'll be a little option once you get there to be able to click that. And from then on, you'll be updated in your news feed on what's going on with Relay. And that's another good resource to see what the events are coming up to get involved with. And also to, see some pictures and other fun stuff there, too.
I don't have to send my picture, though, do I?
No.
To be a fan. I don't have to
no.
do that. So advantage of Facebook, I'm thinking, is if you just kind of want to know what's going on, like, right now, I don't have to go to the web and search through all that. I go to Facebook, and it pretty much is going to tell me what's coming up soon.
Yeah, it'll remind you of the events that are coming up. We create events for each event that the teams put on, and then you're reminded as that date gets closer what's going on. And then you can also see pictures. The neat thing about the Facebook site is it continues on over the years. So it starts to collate information from, you know, what we've had in past relays, and you can see those picture galleries, and because the RelayForLife.org website always rolls over every year. It's a new website every year. So that's the neat thing about that site is to be able to kind of keep the memories going, I guess, too.
It's just, like I said, almost mind-boggling as to all the information that you can find and all the help you can find, and you know, just keep on being a part of Relay for Life. And I guess, again, if you have any questions,
call Chris, give me a call out here at the station, or you can also send me an email, chparks@gmail.com.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you very much, Chris, for spending time telling us about the online part of Relay for Life. And until next time, here's a thought. Worry often gives a small thing a big shadow.